Zog die Gemara again, Daf Chav Dalad Omid Aleph, in the middle of the Omid. Omar Rav, Arba Avoides Zor Chayv Alein Misa. There are four Avoides that a Zor is Chayv Misa. Zrika, Vahaktore, Vinishchamayim, Vinishchayayin. Zrika and all that it entails, all the different Hazois, are all concluded in Zrika. Haktore, whatever your person is Makdir. Haktore could be Koimitz Mincha, the Evorim, the Pidorim, these are all different Haktores. Nisach HaMayim, which is once a year in the Sukkos, and Nisach HaYayin, that go together with all the Karbonos. So these are the four Avoiders that the Zohar is Chayv Misa. Now Rashi right away points out, Af Pi Shekulin Muzer Alein, Avad is Chayv, he's Muzer on all other Avoiders too, even if they're not the Avoider Tama, even if they're not the last Avoider. Before Zrika, there's a Kabbalah, there's a Hilocha. But his Chayv Misa is only on the Avoider Tama, meaning on the last Avoider. The Levi Omar, the Baplukt of Rav is, Levi holds af tumas hadeshen, that when a zor is merim deshen of the mizbeach, he's also chayev misa. V'chein tonu Levi mas nisa af tumas hadeshen. Zog mo my time in Rav that does not include tumas hadeshen. Dichsiv va'ata uvanecho itcho tishmu yasku naschem l'chol dvar mizbeach ule mibeis laparoiches va'avadetem avoides matona eten esku naschem va'azor hakorev yumos. So we learn out number one avoides matona v'lo avoides siluk. Trumas Hadeshen is Avodah Siluk, it's removing the ash from the Mizbeach. And it says in the Pasuk Avodah, it's Matona Davka, placing. So Zrika is a placing, Haktorah, Nizchamayim, Yain. Those are Avodah Matona, not Siluk. And in second Rosh, Va'avaritem, Avodah Tameh, V'la Avodah Sheshecha Avodah. It has to be the last Avodah, Avodah Tameh, and not an Avodah that has something after it. For instance, Kabbalah and Halach have something after it. Rashi points it over here, Shechita too. Shechita, anyways, it wouldn't be Chayv Misa because a Shechita is kosher bizarre. So you have to say Rashi is referring to a Shechita which would have been also for a Zor. For instance, a Shechita of Poresh or Kohen Gadol that's not kosher bizarre. Or a Shechita in the Midbar, which maybe would not have been kosher bizarre, only be Kohen. But upon him, the main thing is, it has to be an Avodah Tama, that's condition number one, and it has to be an Avodah Matona and not an Avodah Siluk. Zog the Gemara v'Levi, Levi that learns that Yemar be'osa tumas hadeshen, Rabbi Rachmona l'chol dvar mizbeach. L'chol dvar mizbeach is marbe osa tumas hadeshen. Zog Gemara v'Rav, what does he do with l'chol dvar mizbeach? Ha'u la'asuye, sheva hazoi shebifnim v'shemetzoyra. There are sheva hazois that you find that Yemazan the Piroiches from Par Helam Dover, Par Mashiach, and Yom Kippurim, and the Metzoyra, the Mazim Meluga Shemen in the Heichel. So those you might think are not called a Dvar HaMizbeach. So you need a special ribui that Rav learns, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, that they're also included. It's not a Mizbeach. The pshat is, it's an Avoidas Mizbeach. Since you're doing a Maisa of Zrika of Matonis, of being Mazed Adam on the Paroiches, so even though it's not a Mizbeach, but it's included in the Chol Dvar HaMizbeach, it's a Maisa Mizbeach that you're doing by the Zrika Sadam, by the Azor Sadam. So even though it's not a Dam on a Mizbeach, but we built it on Paroiches, it's included in the Chol Dvar HaMizbeach. It's a Maisa of Zrika Dam that you're doing on the Paroiches, that's included in a Maisa Mizbeach that you're doing on the Paroiches. How does Levi know that Yechayev, Azor is Chayev for these things? So Gemara, V'Levi Nafkele, Midovar V'Choldovar. There's an extra ribui. After all, because Dvar Mizbeach is extra, and L'Chol Dvar Mizbeach is extra. So Dvar Mizbeach, you learn Trumas Hadeshen. And L'Chol Dvar Mizbeach, also the Hazois Pnimiyois. Zog the Gemara, V'Rav, Dover V'Choldovar L'Dorish, Rav doesn't dash in it. Zog the Gemara, this is what we got up to, Zog the Gemara, V'Emo, L'Chol Dvar Mizbeach, Klal. Aber is matone prat. So the Gemara is asking now on Levi. Levi that says that Yemarbe, Tumas Hadeshen, even though it's Avodah Siluk, so maybe it should be a klal prat to tell me that it's behedya to tell me dafka avodah matona. Frag the Gemara ve'emo l'chol dvar mizbeach klal avodah matona. It says in the pasuk avodah matona is a prat klal uprat em bechlal l'mashu beprat avodah matona in avodah siluk loy. So l'chayra, how do you say that avodah siluk is included? What's prat in Levi? And for the Gemara omakro ulemi beis laparoiches. It says in the pasuk between the klal and the prat. It says the word mi beis laparoiches. So umibes laparoiches over there, an avodas matona is ma'akev lafuki avodas siluk. Masha einkein when it comes not mibes laparoiches tumas hadeshen, then it can even be avodas siluk. So gemara umibes laparoiches va'avaretem el mibes laparoiches who avodas matona v'lo avodas siluk ha bechutz afil avodas siluk, and that's why tumas hadeshen even avodas siluk would taka be included and the zoras chayv misa. Now, what would be the exclusion of Avera Siluk in the Mibes HaParoiches? So Rashi points out, Kegoin Hoitzahs Kafu Machto, Shakon Golem Machni Shom Lekteres Yom Kippurim, Ameniach Ben Abadim, Ve'achach Choizung Meitzion. The removal of the Hoitzahs Kafu Machto, that's an Avera Siluk in Mibes HaParoiches. Over there, a Zohar would not be Chayv Misa, theoretically, if a Zohar would be over there, B'Shegek, let's say, like Toshon said in Omid Aleph. So in such an Echatimtsa, it would not be Chayv Misa, because that's an Avera Siluk in the Mibes HaParoiches. But any chanami avoda siluk not mi beis apareches, according to Levi, azar is chayim misa, trumas hadeshen. So zog the Gemara again, ule mi beis apareches vavaratem, and beis apareches avoda is matona, v'loi avoda siluk, ho michutz, afil avoda siluk, zog the Gemara, I hochi, vavaratem nami, so maybe the din of avoda tama, maybe the din of avoda tama is only applicable in beis apareches, I hochi avavaratem nami, and mi beis apareches, uda avoda tama, v'loi avoda sheshachah avoda, ho bechutz, why are we saying that it's not an avodah tama? It would not be chayv misa. Maybe the whole din of avodah tama is only by mibeis apareches, meaning bifnim. But bechutz, even if it's not an avodah tama, you'll be chayev. Ho bechutz afil avodah sheshach avodah. Zok d'gemara ve'avaretem hoda arve kro. That means there's an extra vav. The vav is telling me ve'avaretem hoda arve kro, that the din of avodah tama is applicable also on the chelik of the pasuk that's not referring to mibeis apareches, also on the chutz. So Rashi. Yochi va'avaretem nami beis apareches. Da'avodah tama kegoyin nisinas k'teres ala eish. Nisinas k'teres ala eish is telling me that mi beis apareches, over there you need an avodah tama, which is the k'teres on eish, is the last thing. V'loy sheshecha avodah. For instance, holechas kafu machto, which is the bringing of the kaf, which is an avodah afterwards. Sheshecha chafina baktora. The Gemara says no. Va'avaretem hoda arve, va'avaretem with the vav is telling me that it's applicable also to avodas chutz. Le'inyan avodas tamer, sha'avov moisiv le'inyan rishon, aval avodas matona, ma she'enke the din of avodas matona, lafuka avodas siluk, loy mahader. On that it doesn't say a vav that's mahader that says that it's applicable to chutz also. Elo mi beis apareches to lekamei, the loyksi bevav. That's only going, the din of avodas matona is only going on beis apareches over there, you have an avodas matona and not avodas siluk. Ma she'enke b'chutz, you have an avodas siluk. And that's right, Tumas Hadesh and you'll be chayv to Levi. Ma she'enke the din of avodas tama, that's not only referring to mi beis apareches, because it says a vav, va'avaretem hoda arve, the din of avodas tama is applicable also b'chutz, that you only chayv an avodas tama and not avodas she'eshecha avodah. So halacha and Kabbalah, those Azor would not be Chayv Misa, those are not Avodah Tamas. Now the Etzem Din of Avodah Tamah, V'loy Avodah Sheshach Avodah, so we understand, like Rashi says in Omid Aleph, that Kabbalah in Halacha is not called Avodah Tamah, because Yesh Achreo, you have the Zrika. But in the Zrika itself, what about, you need to have Dalad Matonis. So after one Matona, would that be called Yesh Achre Avoida because there's still a Mitzvah Zvika that has to take place? Or do you say, no, in the Zvika itself, this is Avoida Tama, meaning this Zvika that you started, it's only a Mitzvah Zvika that's remaining. And that's not a Chitzon of Avoida Tama. So if it would be considered not Avoida Tama because Yesh Achre Mitzvah Zvika, there'll be a big Chiddush that even in the Zvika, Zohar would not be Chai Misa unless it's the last Matona. So, Lemaise and Achronim say that no, the din of Avodah Tama means if it has another Avodah after it. Shchit, Kabbalah in Halacha is called not Avodah Tama because you have a Maise Zrika afterwards. But in the Zrika itself, even if you have a Mitzas remaining, that's not a Chisona Avodah Tama. The fact that you have a Mitzas Avodah, you still have to do in this Zrika itself. That's what the Oyla Shleimer says, Behedya, in Zvachan Lametches. He says that Dafka Avodah Tama means it's not avodah tama if yesh achera avodah acheres. A mikzah zvika is not called an avodah acheres. So mele, a mikzah matonis that remain would not be chisorin of avodah tama. The Tos Shonim over here in Chavdal Domen Aleph says be'etzim that you look at the zvika over here, it's called an avodah tama. Why? Zok the Tos Shonim, be'oysa dam shehizo ein achera avodah. Meaning, in the dam of Kabbalah in Halacha, there's another avodah you're doing in this dam. Masha'inkin in the dam itself that you amazed, the ein achra avodah. That would not be considered a chisaron of avodah tama, even if you have a mixed avodah that's remaining. Zok the Gemara weiter, boy Rove, avodah siluk behechel mahu. Meaning, till now we're talking about mi beis apareches des lefnai v'lefnim. And we're talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, that's where the Trumas HaDeshen takes place, that's before the Hegel. What about Avodah Siluk in the Hegel? Do we say that the Hegel has a status of Lifnai v'lifnim, where over there we said dafka v'ris matona mi beis laparoiches and not v'ris siluk, or do we say that the hegel is considered like the makom mizbeach? And over there we said trumas hadeshen going to Levi is even though it's an v'ris siluk yizar is chayv misa. So how do you look at the v'ris siluk in the hegel? Zok the boy rova v'ris siluk behegel mahu lifnim medamin ledu compared to like the inside or lechutz medamin lords like the mizbeach. Hoda pashtei mi beis uli mi beis. It says uli mi beis laparoiches. It could have said mi beis. So what does the extra ulimi base tell me? Zakti Gemara. It's telling me that the heichel is like the base kotcha kadoshim, and you will report on all avodah siluk, and ein chanami avodah siluk in the heichel will be considered like avodah siluk in the base laperoiches. The extra vav is marba that ulimi base laperoiches also the heichel will be potter. Zakti Gemara hold the pashe mi base ulimi base. Zogt Gemara Ella Me'ato, if that's the case, meaning if the Hegel be'etzim is saying it's like Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Enoch Nami, Avodah Siluk over there is Potter, but Avodah Maton over there is Chayiv, meaning without this, what we're saying now, the Ulmi Beis, maybe the Avodah, the Mashal explains, maybe in the Hegel itself, you won't be Chayiv on Avodah Maton either. But now that we're saying Ulmi Beis is Memaitet from Avodah Siluk, but Avodah Maton you'll be Chayiv, Zogt Gemara Ella Me'ato, if that's the case, Zor shesidres ha-shulchan. The shulchan is in the heichel. If Zor is mesad the shulchan, lechayev, he should be chayev. So why is this not counted amongst one of the things? Why are we saying there's only dalad avodas is chayev or kung to Levi even to mesadesh? And five, lechora, if mesad the shulchan is avodas matona in the heichel, it should be another case where Zor should be chayev. It's lechora, it's an avodas matona. And it's an avodas tama. It's the last thing. So the Gemara says, no, it's not. So the Gemara, Ika sidur bezichin, you mesarad the bezichin afterwards, meaning after the shulchan, after you mesarad the lechem, that's not an avodas tama, because after all, you have to mesarad the bezichin. It says, v'nesata ala mareches levoyne zako. So merely the sidur of the lechem is not called an avodas tama, and that's why you will not be chayiv. Zog di gemara, so eba zoi sidur bezichin chayiv, let him be chayiv for a sidur bezichin, if a zoi is mesarad the bezichin, the levoyne. Zog di gemara, Ika siluk v'haktora. You have the siluk and haktora afterwards, so it's vaita not avodah tama. It's not finished yet, avodah. There's a siluk that has to take place. When? Next Shabbos, when you're mesalik and you're makta the bezichin. So mele, it's not called avodah tama. Now, avodah siluk, you're not going to be chayiv on. Because that we said it has to be dafka avodah matona, ulimi beis. That in the heichel, it has to be just like the parochas, dafka avodah matona, not avodah siluk. So the siluk of the breads, and the siluk of lechem upon him from the shulchan, and the haktora of the bezichin, that is considered avodah siluk. And in etzem haktora, he's chayiv taka. We said haktora is one of the things that a zar is chayiv on. That's one of the dalal avodas. Zrika haktora nischa mayim nischa yayin. All that's included in haktora. We see al koponim that an avodah siluk that follows an avodah matona makes the avodah matona not an avodah tama because there's something afterwards. Frag di gemara. Zor shesidra se menorah lechayev, the menorah in the heichel, the zor is mesada the menorah, should be chayev. So Gemara, no, and it's not counted. The chayev should be another thing that the zor should be chayev mison. So Gemara, ikan nesinas psila. There's a placing of the psila, the wicked side, so it's not an avodah tama. In fact, Gemara, no, some psila lechayev, let me chayev for the psila. Ikan nesinas shemen, you have to place the shemen. In fact, Gemara, no, some shemen lechayev, should be chayev for the shemen, that's avodah tama. Ika hadloka, you have the mice hadloka. So Gemara, eba zoi, it's not a tama because of hadloka. So hidlik lechayev, let me chayev for the mice hadloka. So the Gemara hadlok lav avoidi. Hadlok is not an avoida. So because not an avoidi, you can be chayv on that. That means you don't need a coin for that necessarily. Now we see over here big chiddush. Zokta Meiri that even though it's not an avoida and a zor is kosher, but it's enough considered that the thing before that is not called avoida tama. That means the nesina shemen is not called avoida tama because you have an hadlok afterwards, even though the hadlok is kosher bazar. Because the Gemara says hadlok lav avoidi. So that's a chiddush in what's called avodah tama. Tama doesn't mean it's the last thing necessarily that's kosher by a kohen. Tama means even if you have something afterwards that's not kosher only by a kohen, that's also chisaron, that's not called tama. So that's how the Meiri learns. And the Gemara in Chav Dalad Amud Aleph, the Meiri brings this yisoid that to be called that it's not an avodah tama, it's even if it's followed by an avodah that's not necessarily done by a kohen, even though it's not an avodah, the hadlaka. We're saying it's not an avodah. It still makes it that what's before it is not called an avodah tama. Others learn differently. The Tais Rosh learns that because Hadlokas HaMenorah is not an Avodah, so who had in the Nesina Shemen and the Psilos, which is the Hechsher of Hadloka, is not called an Avodah. So Mele, that's why Zohar is not Chai Misa. It's called a Hechsher of something that's not an Avodah. So Mele, it's not called an Avodah, Le'inyan, that is Zohar B'Chai Misa. Now, once it's established that Hadloka is not an Avodah, so if, let's say, they would take the Menorah out of the Hechel, so theoretically a Zohar could be Malik the Menorah. As I state, the Kesem Mishnah Behedya learns up the Rambam and B'S Mikdosh, Perek Tes. Now, after his madlik, would it require a Maisa Hanocha in the Hechel? Would that be considered the Ika Avoida that's done by the Menorah now? Could be. That's like the Hanocha Isa Mitzvah if the Hadlaka was done by a Zohar. Al-Kaponim, Chaim, on that Rambam, discusses this Nakuda, but the Ravid over there clearly argues. The Ravid says that the Zohar Be'etzim can be madlik. Just if he was madlik, the Hadlaka is kosher. Zog the Gemara, you tell me Hadlok is not an avoide, veloi, vo tanya venosim de aran akoin, eish alam izbeach, vo ochu eitzim ala eish, limid ala tzotzas alisa, shloite ela bekoyen, kosha ube klishores. That means, in order to relight the twigs, the ksomim, that you need to be matzis the mizbeach if it's starting to get extinguished. So over there it has to be done dafka with klishores, and that means he has to wear big day kuhuna, arbe begonim, if it's koin hedjet, koin gol, has to wish moine begodim, zog to Rashi. So, al kaponim, you have to have big day kuna, you have to have klishores, and it has to be done by a kohen kosher. So we see that the lighting of the twigs on the mareches is an avoida. So I say hadlok is not an avoida. Zok demor, there's a big difference. Hatzos salisa avoidi. Hadlok lav avoidi. There's a hadlok of the menorah that's not an avoida, and the hatzos salisa is yes an avoida. Zok demor, elamiyato, zo shesidere samarocha. If it is zor, mesada de marocha of the eitzim, lichayev, lichori, that's the avoida tama. So the Gemara, no, ika sidu shnei gizrei eitzim. You misadet two gizrei eitzim afterwards, so it's not about the tama. There's something afterwards. For Gemara, sidu shnei gizrei eitzim, sidu shnei gizirim lechayev. So Gemara, ika sidu eivorim. You have to place the eivorim, the limbs of the tomid that go afterwards. So mele, it's a chelik of the sidu pashas. So mele, it's not about the tama. Frek the Gemara, v'omer av asi, omer av yoichanon. It says clearly, Rabbi Yoichanon holds, zor she sidu shnei gizrei eitzim is chayev. It's called an avodah tama, and we don't say that the eivorim is considered a maisa afterwards. So come on, that's good for the machloikas, but pligi, mar sovar, meaning, Reb Yoichan over here holds avoidet tamahi, and the sidush negiz eitzim is called avoidet tamah, and that which you place afterwards, the evorim, is a new maisa. Umar sovar, mashenkin rav, and levi, that don't count this as another avoidet that the zohar b'chai misan. Umar sovar lav avoidet tamahi, it's not called an avoidet tamah. Why? Because you have the Sidur Evorim afterwards, and it's not called a new Maisa, it's a chelik of the Sidur of the Gizrei Eitzim, followed by the Sidur of the Evorim, which is a continuation of that Sidur. Zog the Gemara, Beho Pligi, Ma'a Sova Avoyde Tami, Ma'a Sova Avoyde Tami. Zog Rashi, Beho Pligi, Rav Rabbi Yochanan Sova Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is what Avoyde Tami, She Sidur Marech Eitzim Tama, it's finished, V'goy Meresi, Bo. V'sidur evorim t'chila sidur ha'achir. It's a new sidur. V'rav sova no lav avoyde tamah. The shame sidur echadu. It's one shame sidur. Gizre eitzim and evorim is all called one sidur. Zog the Gemara. Tanya kavosei the rav that holds that you do not count the Tumas Hadeshen as another thing that a zor b'chai mison. It's only dalad avoydes. And Tanya kavosei the levi that he also counts the Tumas Hadeshen. And now we have a third sheet to Rabbi Yochanan that says that you also count Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Meaning, is that considered a new Seder, Devorim, or not? But upon him, Tanya Kavasi the Rav and Levi, if you count Tumas Hadeshen or not. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Avoy the Shizor Chai Velein Misa, or Zrikas Dam, Bein Lifnim, Bein Lifnai Velifnim, Sai Dazon the Peroichas, and Sai Bein Abadim and Yom Kippurim, Vahamaze Bechatas Oif, that means the Hazor that you do by the Chatas Oif on the Kirim is Beach. The mitzui that you do by the oil of on the mizbeach, the nimtza dom al kiyom mizbeach, v'hamakter you makter the oil. That's all called haktora. So one is zrika, hazor is all included in zrika, and one is haktora. Be oil seoif, v'hamenasech shloisha lugin mayim. That's a minimal shear that you have. The shloisha lugin mayim, v'shloisha lugin yayin. So these are the four avodas that tanya kavasi the rav, and it does not say tumas hadeshen. Tanya Kavasi the Levi, Avodah Shezor Chai V'Lein Misa, Hamere Mesadeshen. It says clearly, Tumas Hadeshen also. And Sheva V'Sheva Azoy Shebifnim V'Shem Etzoyra. That we said, that that the Rav doesn't argue with that. We learned it from Dover V'chol Dover. He learned from V'chol Dvar Mizbeach. But the point is, that's all the application, like a Zrika, Sheva Zoyshe B'fnim. It's like the Avodah Mizbeach, even though it's on the Pereches. Sheva Zoyshe B'fnim Sheva Tzera. V'hamala Agave Mizbeach, that means Haktara, you're mala on the Mizbeach, to be makter it. And what are you mala? Bein Dover Kosher, Bein Dover Posel. Bein Dover Kosher, Bein Dover Posel, Rashi explains, V'hanach Psulin She Psulin B'Kodesh. Those that are psulim b'kodesh, dim olu lo yerdu. B'shemochich shiva aktora. It's only called an aktora if it's olu lo yerdu. If it's something that's not psulim b'kodesh and it's not olu lo yerdu, but it's rather yerdu, that's not called a ma'is aktora. So we come to be married by all different aktoras, even those that are psulim and psulim b'kodesh, where the din is olu yerdu, it's considered a ma'is aktora. Bal koponim, there's a clear machloikus, Tanya Kavasi, the Rav, and Tanya Kavasi, the Levi, if Tumas Hadeshin is included or not included. And the third shita is Rabbi Yochanan's shita that Shnegiz Eitzim is also called Navayda Tama because the Evorim afterwards is already considered a new Maisa. That's not a Hemshach of that original Sidur. We'll stop over here by the two dots, Loma Mephisin.